bottom, about five lines up, Mutter b'shem and shum shemin. Rashi still ain't a mistapkin klal el b'shem and zayis. All they use is shem and zayis in a place where they use both. Then you say sabak yisur l'chumra. B'kima d'ikam miyuta d'mistapkin me'ahu mina. Since some people do use that type of oil, so it could be that's what he meant. Okay, a person is never for Yorick, so Bashar Shnei Shua, he's only also be Yorick with Gina. The Stam Yorick Shagina Mashma. When you say Yorick, you mean the cultivated, not growing wild. Well, Yorick saw that. And that's why we refer to them as wild vegetables or vegetables of the field, because that is indicative of the fact that people don't normally call that just yorick. Even though you call it mavushal. So, if the point is shame lovely, there's wine which is cooked, and people refer to it as cooked wine. So, if based on this criteria, it should be mutter. He says, no. If it's the same thing, just you say, well, it's you've done something to it. So the fact that you refer to your chicken, you call it with some fancy name, doesn't mean it's not chicken anymore. You added a name. That's not what we're saying. We're saying, but if it's two different types of minim, one's referred to with the name of it. There are one's referred to by different with this added appellation. Is the fact it's a different minim, and that's not what you meant. The Bishri is also Yorkas Asada. In other Bishri is, Yeshalom Rishin is Kabbal Yorkina, you know, the Ha'en Zern, Ulu Noitin Bishri is, not all the plants in Shri is. Alabadai, the York Asada, Sherlu Me'e Love Niskabin. So his intent was for that which grows by on its own.
There's wild salmon. That's caught by net out at sea. And there's farm salmon that grows in pools.
Most people refer to salmon. They don't. They call them both salmon.
Yes.
So then there's no difference. The point over here, the fact that people refer to there's yurakas and there's yurakas soda indicates that people see that as a different min.
But is that solely a name issue? It seems that the Ron is saying that not only is there a name issue, but there's also a... Well, depends what he means by Mina Akrina.
No, he's not necessarily saying that, you know, there's... that. But it's a different species. The point is, the case of wine, it's the same bottle of wine before it's cooked, after it's cooked. It's the same bottle, it's actual wine. Over here, there's tomatoes which grow, and there's you cultivate them, and there's wild tomatoes. They're the same min, and you know you're asking your botanist that they're the same min. That's not the point. The point is saying that people see that as a different thing.
Well, it could very well be a different variety.
I understand, but that's not the point. Even if
right,
it is the same
thing.
One, it's irrelevant.
Right.
That's
right.
Not the point.
Right.
It's not based on that. Okay. So the Gemara says that comes along Rabbi Vol in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, and he says that the place where they bring Yorick Mechutz Loritz Loritz. So then he's also in Yorakas Gina also. From also Bishneim, the Havi Le Mokum Shemistapke Mizeh Mizeh. That both are used. So the verse says, what that is true. The issue is mishum gush. Choshen havia. Some places don't bring it in. Mishum choshosha the gush hanitik by, because of the clods of earth which come with it. The gush there, so amim is tomei kedisa perkam of the Shabbos, and that creates a tumah. Okay. So the Mishnah, mina kruv, the person that's murdered from kruv is also ispargus. Mina ispargus is mutzav a kruv. So ispargus is a type of kruv. So therefore, when a person says that. So a person says kruv, ispargus is a subspecies under kruv, but he says specifically ispargus, so he means ispargus and not other types of kruv. That's one explanation. Does Ron bring a second one? No. There's another one. Ispargus is actually a type of a dish that you make with kruv, so it's kruv. So included, even when people refer to this as with a new name, but it's still kruv. So that's like cooked wine. But if he says he's bargain specifically, he means literally that type of dish and nothing else. Minagrisim is when you take your legumes and you chop them up, that's called grisim. So also the mikvah, one of the things that you can make of that is a mikvah is like a type of a porridge. A regressive matter. I mean, a mikvah is much of a grisin. But the mikvah is a specific type of dish that you make out of it, so that therefore the other usages of the grisin would still be mutter. I mean, a mikvah is also b'shum. If you see matter, I mean, a shum is mutter b'mikvah. Now, I never understood. One of the ingredients in the mikvah is so apparently they used to make the idea of mikvah just means a thick semi-congealed type of a food. If you picture your cream of wheat after it sits a little bit, that's what mikvah looks like. So apparently they used to make such a concoction out of shum. So even though normally when you think of mikvah, you don't necessarily think of shum as being included in that. Somehow people do mikvah just means something which is kafui, which is semi-congealed. So this concoction they make out of garlic is also a gresius matter. He says mina shum. You don't say since you eat shum that way, you eat garlic, they make a garlic dish out of that way. Therefore, he means all of the types of congealed items, so that's not shum. Mutter be mikvah. Min hadashim is also hashishim. Rabbi Yossi matter min hashishim mutter hadashim. So hashishim, I think, is a large type of hadashim. If I recall correctly. So, okay. No, so the Gaon says over here that it brings from Yishalmi, they would take the adoshim, they'd roast them, they'd grind them, they'd mix them with dvash, and they would fry them. Okay. Chitin shenitoyim is also ben kemach ben apas. So even though he said chita chitin, which means it sounds like he's referring to, even if he uses the word chita, which sounds like he's referring to the kernels, so he's still also, even though you made it into a flour, into a bread. Goris or grease in Shani Toyim, also behen, ben chayim, ben mimusholim. So again, grease would be your ground legumes. If Yehuda Omer Kadam Gerias Achidah Shenitoyim Mutter Lokus Chayim. So not only is it that he means when he says that we say chita includes when it's ground or when it's cooked, but as a matter of fact, it's the opposite. If you want to eat them raw, you want to just chew on the kernels raw is mutter. Okay. Tanya, let's just see the Gemara go back another round. Shimon Gamliel Omer Chita Shani Toyim Also Lefois Mutter Lokus. So you make it into a bread, it's also, and if you want to, chew on the kernels, raw kernels, it's mutter. Chitim Shani Toyim Also Lokus. He says Chitim, so that includes chewing on the raw kernels. Mutter Lefois. And Shmuel Gamliel says, but once you bake it, it's not referred to chitim anymore. Once you make it into a flour and you bake it, it's not referred to as chitim. Chita shenitoyim also ben lokus ben lefus. So the fact you have a double lashon includes both scenarios. Garish shenitoyim also levashel mutter lokus. Grisim shenitoyim also lokus and mutter levashel. Garish grisim shenitoyim also ben levashel ben lokus. So now it's back on the Omer Aleph. You should have an asterisk next to where it starts. It's about eight lines up from the bottom. As far as this min kruv is a type of kruv of cabbage. Also min mikvah tav shel av shel grisim. It's a thick type of a porridge that you make out of these ground legumes. Also mishum dekar le mikvah de grisim. So it's called mikvah now. Now people refer to the mikvah of grisim. Rishis is matter the ba'asrei kar le mikvah b'le grisim. So nobody would refer to mikvah as grisim. So when a person says grisim, he doesn't mean once it's made into mikvah. Also mishum. So a person says mikvah is also in shum garlic. Mishum the mikvah kala called over kafayuva ava. The word mikvah is a general phrase, any type of a congealed, thick type of a food. Mishum nami kari mikvah al shem shemamachet or say b'mat mayim. They would take it and dissolve it into a little bit of water and make a thick type of a mixture. V'nekal kach, and you eat it like that. V'kach. Mutter lokus chayim. He says the word chita, shakaisis enol kaisis achas with niatma. Person doesn't eat one at a time. So he says chitim, he means chewing on the kernels. He says chita, so he doesn't mean that. So why I eating bread? I will pass kibin shuguf echor chita mikri. That's how the Yerushalmi explains. They've seen it also. Chita. He says the word chita va'atim arkan, and you're going to say that it's usur. That you're going to say this. Bitmiya. Rabbi Yosi. Archa the Beinasha. It's normal for a person. Michami pita nokta meimer. Brich debora hadoch chitza. A person will pick up the bread and he'll say, blessed is the one who made this chita. So people refer to it as chita. I'm not sure. Archad Rabbi Nosha Mechami Pita Nocta, I don't know. Chita Shani Toyim Also Lefos. pas chita mikri lechad gufanamihu. So Shingamil says that the word chita shenitoyim, it's also lafois because that the people get referred to it as a chita, but he's allowed to chew the kernels. Avachitim mashma lokis v'neishadam koses chitim chalukim yachad. He takes multiple kernels and chews them together. So that's called chitim. Okay. Hadin lo chanodim mevushal. Chanodim in Yorick. So the Mishnah, chanodim in Yorick is mutter b'deluyin. So when he says Yorick, so the word Yorick can mean the leafy vegetables. So your gourds, which really is an overgrown seed. Okay, we talk about this once, I think. When it comes to vegetables, right, there's kidneys. We spoke about kidneys one time, right? Recently.
Like seeds?
Right. So the correct translation of the kidneys is seeds. Right? The five species of grain really are seeds also, but they're given because of the chashivas, they're referred to by a different name. They're called tumua. And then all the other seeds are called kidneys, and then there's yarukas, which is you're eating the actual plant itself. You're eating the leafy part of the plant, etc. So now, what do you do when you deal with diluian? So does that what do you refer to that? Really, it's an overgrown kidney. So the Tanakhama says,
what is the tomato?
Same question. So the mission says, the Tanakhama says, let him be York as mutter b'deluyin. So they're a pre, so they're not called the Yorick. Rabbi Akiva Oyser. Rekiva says that it's also. Amal of Rabbi Kiva, the Chama said that back to Rabbi Kiva, "Vali Oymer Adam Leshluchai, Kachli Yorak, Oymer Loim Atzasi Alan Deluyin." He says, "You want to go pick up some Yorakas for me?" The fact says, "You know, the only Deluyim available. Well, if Yorakas includes Deluyim, why does he say there's only Deluyim available? That means there are vegetables available." So you see that it's something else. So Rabbi Kiva said back, "Amr lehem, kena davar." That's exactly my point. Ashema armor who masasi al kidneys. You buy a rock because he comes back and says, "You know, there are only eggs available." Like, we're not going to tell you that why, because it's irrelevant to the conversation. So similarly, he won't say lo masasi al kidneys. He understood his mission was Eurocus, his mission wasn't kidneys. He doesn't need to come back and say there's only kidneys available. But since Deluyim are a form of Eurocus, Elsa Deluyim, Beklal Yorick, the kidneys and Beklal Yorick. But he's coming back and saying, "Well, you know, you said Eurocus, there's only this type of Eurocus available. Do you want that?" So that's why the person will come back and say that there's Deluyim available, indicative of the fact that they are a form of a yard.
There's a suffix. He's showing that, you know, there's a suffix. You told me vegetables, and I'm supposed as to whether this is a vegetable. So suffix will come.
No, I don't think he's saying this. They're not. The guy says, "I'm such a London." He's saying, when you said your ruckus, did you mean Yorakas Tam, or do you mean that this is a similar type of Yorakas called Deluyim? But Deluyim are a form of Yorakas. That's what Rekiva is saying.
Okay, I thought the guy was coming back and saying, "Well, you know, this may not be exactly what you want, but like I'm not, I have a suffix whether this would be sufficient for you, for your needs. You asked for vegetables. I'm a suffix. Is this, in your mind, is this what you had in mind? Can this satisfy far.
He already knows that. That's why he said, I found this is all I had. This is all I could find.
If it's mamish the exact same thing, so then he doesn't have to come back and report.
Right.
If it's mom or something else, so then there's nothing to report. The person says that I started to get to it. He says, you know, I came back to the only thing they had in the store was cucumbers. Like, I mean, that's interesting piece of information, but that's not, you know, that's not the point of the person coming back and make with the question. It's not on the radar screen. So Rekiba's point, it is on the radar screen. It's a specific type of vegetable. Therefore, I don't know when you use the word yerok, did you mean other yerokas or do you mean this type of vegetable? So that's what Rekiba's saying. Boston for mitzi lach umut biyavish. So, now, pulavichi was a type of a bean. Remember, the English translation was the Egyptian broad bean, or something like that? What do they call it?
Egyptian beans.
Egyptian beans. So, once it's dried out, people don't refer to it as yarek anymore. Once it's a lach, people refer to it as yarek. Zog the Ran.
Kind of true orchid, dried, or can we dry them and grind them as opposed to eating them when they still have a high moisture level?
In general, yeah.
Whereas here, it's always
the opposite.
Always the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Right.
Fresh.
Okay. I mean, you could cook the vegetables, but they're still, but this is high. There's a high moisture content. Okay.
Yes.
Another bit of yarek, mutter bit of luyan. So have a yarek el a pre. So the luyan is not the yarek itself; it's rather the pre of the plant. It's mevarshi the stam yarek nechel kamar shukai with luyan enum kain. Usually yarek is to be eaten raw, but the luyan are not. That's how they see the difference. Who are Merlo Mitzvah Shalom Deluyan? Amalo Mikri Yarek. The Mikri Yarek, Yichem. If it's called Yerokas, to buy it. Amalo Mekanan Zabra, Mizani, maybe Raya, lesser Deluyan. This is exactly my point, Rabbi Kiba says. That, if he feels a reason, needs to report back about it, means it's within, under the umbrella of the conversation.
I don't see where he gets that. I mean, he just couldn't find them. That's all.
Again, we're talking about a person. We have two stoic people, totally stoic people. They're not making conversation. He's coming back and giving a report of his shlichus. So, you know, I went to the store and they only had Cheerios. You know, I asked you to buy me cucumbers and they only had Cheerios. You understand that that's an interesting conversation, but like, you know, the only had the whole store was Cheerios. Okay, that's interesting. That's irrelevant to my conversation. I'm not asking you for conversation. I'm asking you, can you give me a report? Why didn't you buy it? Well, so the answer is because they didn't have them available. It's not because they had Cheerios. And so now, but that person said, but they did have the Luyan. Why is he telling me that? Rabbi Kiva says, because that is a type of Yerub. In our world, you know, we would call that, this is a normal conversation. Like, we're not normal, apparently. I don't know. Also, the pull of mitzvah, the kol shulach yorakavi. So it's when it's still eaten, when it's still moist, when it's still fresh, it's referred to as yorak. Okay. So something more. Hanoyim in a yorak. So the more is saying that. How do you understand Rabbi Kiva's shita? In other words, we need to understand the mice. It's not yarek. It's the pre of the plant. Vomin yarek nader. Amar ula v'amar yarke kedera alai. So the yarekas which go into the pot. So once he adds this whole phrase. The point he wants to say is, included in that is anything which you would put into the pot, like Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, it's close enough that you can include it in this extra lashon. Where says no. He just means to say, if we're starting with our starting point that yarakas are not really that inclusive of diluyin, unless you have this extra lashon, so how can you say the fact that he says that they're in the, he just means cooked vegetables. He's coming to the mamayit, but he's not coming to the marba. Okay. But Omer Yorik Hamispashal because they were alive. Okay. So the fact that he's saying the type of yarakas which are cooked in pots, like what are you saying? You didn't say the duck if it's cooked. You're saying that yarak hamispashal b'kedera olai. The yarak which that type of yarak is mispashal b'kedera. So what do you mean to say? So my kamefulgi. Rabban Sar recall milsa the tzorich shlicha lamuchi Allah la minehu. Keep a sabr called milsa the mimach shlicha olayu alei minehu. Okay, so that's the in general the, regards to the more is going to take this machloikas and take it beyond hilchos nedarim. And it's saying the definition of a min within this range of the fact that the shliach asks about it is think of the fact that it's the same min. So Mora says, let's apply this elsewhere. When it comes to a potential issue of malchus, so he doesn't get malchus because. So if this would be if it said he was over the netter, he should get punishment of Malchus, that far Rekiba doesn't say that it's about included into the points of giving him Malchus.
So
there's a, normally there's a rule of Einstein of Dvar Veira. But the except one of the exceptions, the world learns from Pasuk, is by the din of Me'ila, that if a person takes hektish and uses it for his own purposes, he's chai of Me'ila. So over there we say Yeshlech Dvar Veira. So if the person appoints a shliach to do it for to do this act of Me'ila, appropriating hektish for the Balabayas who sends the shliach is chai of Me'ila. So the Mishnah, Shliach Shalshusoy Balabayas Moal. As long as the Shliach did exactly what he was told to do, so then the Balabayas is culpable. If the Shliach deviated from his Shlichus, so now he's not doing it as a Shliach, he's doing it on his own. So that's Mila. He's Kaib in the Mila. Shliach Moal. So, Montana. Now, the Misha as is, we don't have a problem with figuring out that this is accepted by everybody. But the Misha continues and gets involved in the next step, defining the case, and that's not like Rabbi Akiva. So who's the Tanam Rav Chista? The Masitza like Rabbi Akiva. That Mishnah over there will not fit with Rabbi Akiva. It's not, because the Mishnah explains Ketzad. What's the example of this idea of Shliach Loyosu Shehusay Shliach Moal? Amar Loy Tain Bosel Orchim Vnosel Lehem Kave. The Balabayas told the shliach, we have guests over here, give the guests meat. and there was meat of Hekdesh, which had he taken that meat, the Balabais would be more, because the act of taking it and giving it to the Archim was an act of being mercy from Hekdesh and giving it to somebody for uses of Kulin. But the Shliach instead, Menasel and Kavah gave them liver instead. He said, Tain Kavah, give them liver, but Menasel and Kavah Basar. So the Mishnah Shliach Mual. The Shliach didn't do exactly as he was told, and therefore the Shliach is Kaiv Mila. He wasn't acting as a Shliach because he was told to give meat, not liver. Okay. Vi Rabbi Kiva, Homer Rabbi Kiva, Kolmil said the Mimluch Allah Shliach, Minehu. So Lima Balabayas, Loy Limo Shliach. If you're telling me that something which people would go back, when you send the person to the store to get meat, and he says there's only liver available, that would be going to Rabbi Kiva's response. That's the type of thing a person would report back. There's liver available. It means liver is a form of meat. So the Shliach did his Shliach. So Balabayas be chayv mila, not the Shliach. So the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. Okay. So Rabbi Abai says back, no. Phil Temer Rabbi Kiva. That Mishnah could go like Rabbi Kiva. So Milo Moider Rabbi Kiva the Tzarech in Luche. That when it comes to the din of Me'ilah, that where we saw from our Gemara over here was that the Stam Gemara asked Rabbi Kiva's wrong. It doesn't work. The fact that the Shliach asked about it is not enough to include it. It's only in conjunction with the fact that the person adds an extra language of a neder. So the fact that the Shliach asks about it, that means that the extra lashon of the neder is being marbit. But over here by Me'ilah, that's irrelevant. That's that point. So then the Chacham are right, and Rabbi Kiva agrees. The fact that the Shliach has to ask is indicative of the fact that it's not the same thing. So when he said to the store to get meat, and there's only liver available, he will not buy it because that's not meat. The fact that he'll come ask about it afterwards is not enough to be given a din of me'ilah. The Gemara says, "Itmar Shmaita Kamei the Rav." So this conversation was the Talmidim set over this conversation, this sugya, to Rav, what Rav Chista said, and Abaya's response. So Rav told the Talmidim, "Shaper Amar Nachmeni." So that another name for Abaya was Nachmeni. So Abaya said, I think Abaya said correctly. Okay. Let's at least start the run. Of Homin York, no dark. Rabbi Kiva Paruch. So Hechi also be diluyan. How could Rabbi Kiva say that the diluyan are included? But Homin York, no dark. But diluyan lav York, nino elapri. Okay, now, we have a Stam Mishnah, which everybody agrees to, that Yorick includes Pula Mitzri, Lach. It's the pre, it's the seed. The Mishnah of Pula Mitzri, Ikala Memer, the Kiman Shoysim Imenu Dogon Kushu Yavesh, they would make it into like a flower when it's dry. And beforehand, they would not use it like that. So the true pre of the plant is when you make it into this usable flower, etc. But until then, people perceive it hasn't reached its state of being the pre yet. It's still the plant. El Deluyan Kasha. Even Rekiva explained in the Mishnah, the Mimluch Ole Shliach, then the Shliach asks about it, is indicative of the fact that it's the same thing. No, Usagile Hau time, that's not enough. Given the Minyarak Nadar, he asked, he prohibited himself in Yerakis, Vuyan Lav Yarak Nidu. So how does it work? So I'm ruled by Yarak and Gedera Light, keeping the Miyata Lishne, the Michal, the Luyan Osi, keeping the Mimluch Shliach Olai. So he's clearly trying to add something more, and Rekiva says this is within the radar screen enough to say that's what he meant to include. So verse says no. Once we're starting off with this assumption that the Luyim are not Yorick, so you cannot include it because he had said an extra word. So what does he mean? He can only mean things which clearly he meant to say. I'll give you that he's being marbe something, but I'll be marbe only things which it makes sense that he's being marbe. For example, Gern Shuman, Ubitsolim, so when I say Yorik Hanecho B'Kedera, I mean the types of things that people would put into the pot. So you know what I mean to say? I mean to say there are other types of items which are not Mamash or Yorik, but we use them in cooking. Garlic and onions. The means the vegetables which are used for cooking in the pot. So he's being married with something, and this is enough according to Bekiva to say he's being married with. But on Zari Bekiva the Tzar, love me nehu. The Kabbalah of Rabbi Kiva, Kemoshin Nefarshin, Fanenu B'siyata Neshmai. We pass like Rabbi Kiva Hilchos. Nodim in Yorik, Eino Osir B'Pri Ha'adama. Prudence says Yorik, he's an Osir in the Pri Ha'adama. Om in Yorik, Kedera Lai. Osir Peris Ha'adama. Haboyim Lahakshar Ha'maychol. If he says Yorik, Kedera Lai, that's the stage of the Gemara. So that includes the types of Peris, the pre of the plant, which you use the hakshar amechol to make the food better as an ingredient to mimat in the food. Kishuman and pesolim. Umutim adulian. Omer yorak hamis bashem kader alai. Also bechol peiros adama the mimlach shlicha alai alayo ki omer lei meshaleach yorak. You understand now? Remember, we had machlokes in brachas. What's the correct bracha on your brachas? We say brei pri adama. So, but I think the Rehudas over there said it's a special bracha for your brachas because they're not pri adama. They're not fruit. They're not the fruit means the fruit of the plant. This is the plant itself. And the Chum would say, we say Pridamu because vis-a-vis the ground, this is the plant is the fruit of the ground. The whole plant is the fruit of the ground. We say Priyo Eitz, we don't mean the tree, we mean what the tree produces. Here we're talking about the land itself has produced this thing. Preeming the produce. It's produced this thing, it's for us to eat. So the plant itself is the Priyo Adoma. But I think it's Rehud over there says no, that there's a special bracha for your rockets because they're not pre. So that's what we're seeing over here, that the fruit, the peris of the Adoma is different than the Yorick itself. Okay, so